Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about why Gulf hiring teams are ditching Western assessment tools and what they're using instead. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Here's something that might surprise you. Most of the big name assessment platforms out there, SHL, TestGorilla, HireVue, they were built for North American and European markets. And when you try to use them in the UAE or Saudi Arabia, things get complicated, fast. So let's talk about why that is, and what a platform called Evalufy is doing about it. The GCC hiring market is under enormous pressure right now. The UAE has emiratization mandates requiring private companies to hit nationalization quotas. Saudi Arabia has Vision 2030 programs driving scale-ups across every major sector. The region's HR tech market is projected to nearly double by 2034, from $760 million to over $1.7 billion. That's a lot of hiring to manage. And here's the thing. The workforce across the Gulf is bilingual at minimum, Arabic and English. When a logistics company in Dubai is screening 500 candidates a month, you can't afford an assessment tool that was built in English, translated awkwardly, and doesn't even connect to the ATS your team is actually using. That's the exact gap Evalufy is filling. It's a cloud-based assessment platform built specifically for MENA, and it's doing a few things that make it genuinely different from the global players. First, the content. Over 800 expert-validated assessments. Cognitive ability, behavioral traits, technical skills, language proficiency. All natively bilingual in Arabic and English. Not translated. Purpose-built with culturally relevant scenarios for Gulf hiring contexts. That distinction matters, because if your Arabic assessment is just a translated English one, you're probably measuring language fluency rather than actual job competency. Second, compliance. This is huge for enterprise buyers in the region. Evalufy aligns with the UAE's Personal Data Protection Law, the PDPL, and hosts data in ISO 27001 certified data centers within MENA. For a bank in Abu Dhabi or a healthcare company in Riyadh, regional data residency isn't a nice to have. It's a hard procurement requirement. Fail it, and you're off the vendor shortlist. Third, integrations. Evalufy connects directly to the ATS platforms that GCC employers actually run: Talentera, Bate, SAP SuccessFactors, Oracle. Not just Greenhouse and Workday, which is where most Western tools focus. That means assessment results flow straight into your existing workflow. No manual exports, no data gaps. The results look solid. Evalufy reports up to 60% reduction in early-stage screening time across their recent deployments. Enterprise clients include Al Rajhi Bank, Bupa Arabia, and Bank Etihad, regulated industries where assessment validity and data governance are non-negotiable. And there's a freemium tier with 15 assessments per month at no cost, so TA teams can evaluate it against real requisitions before spending a dime. Now, where does this fit in your broader hiring stack? Think of Evalufy as the structured skills testing layer. It filters candidates before they reach the interview stage. It works really well alongside AI-native ATS platforms. OVI, for example, handles upstream sourcing through its Sora agent and conversational screening through Milo, using audio-only AI chats to evaluate salary expectations, English proficiency, relocation willingness, and cultural fit. Layer Evalufy on top for structured competency testing, and you've got a pipeline where every candidate is consistently evaluated before any human interviewer time is spent. That's a meaningful efficiency gain. So, the big takeaway? If your team is hiring at scale in the Gulf and still using tools built for Western hiring markets, you're likely measuring the wrong things. Evalufy was built to solve exactly that, with bilingual content that actually reflects Gulf workplace contexts, a compliance layer that enterprise buyers can defend, and integrations that reduce admin overhead instead of adding it. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily, brought to you by Ovi. Hit follow for more insights on AI and HR. See you next time.